So, Bathrob Spears Broadsides tonight is going to be a flashback. Tonight is December 29th, 2022, and on Sunday we'll have plenty of updates on the police attack on Food Not Bombs that happened, at least on Keith McHenry, one of the big chefs at Food Not Bombs and a main organizer there, when he attempted to set up against the rain, or should we say in shelter from the rain, inside one of the parking lots, and was accosted by police officers and eventually jailed and held in jail for 11 hours and then charged with two, what he told me were misdemeanors, but could be infractions. It's not clear, but in any case, it I don't know how much it delayed the food service for several hundred hungry people on, I guess it was December 26th or 27th, thereabouts. But doesn't sound good, and we'll be having some reports on that. However, this show is a flashback, and I'm doing this because I was essentially caught kind of with other commitments after the overly long or substantially long Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom HUF meeting, which we hold every Thursday from 10:45 to whenever it ends, which in this case was, I don't know, closer to 2 than to 1:30. And these are very stimulating meetings. They got usually important things are said at them, and important people whose voices don't get heard, important to me in the sense that they live out there. They can tell you what the real experiences are like. They experiences the wonderful social services, Hardy Har, very directly, or don't experience the failure of those services directly. In any case, what you're going to be hearing is the Thursday, December 21st, 2006 show. Nick, who lost his Marine sister in Iraq by car bomb, sits on Pacific Avenue with a testing human kindness sign against the war in Iraq, and you get to hear some discussion of or dialogue around that. Jeremy Alderson of the former annual Homelessness Marathon, which has been discontinued but went on for 2 decades. It was done throughout the country once a year for 24 hours. He would set up in a different city each time, each year, and he would speak out and ask homeless people to speak out as well. And it was quite an operation. I was in a couple of his events, and it was good. Jeremy Alderson was his name. He critiques the poverty pimps on coalition boards, which is something I tend to do that locally as well. Fresno homeless activist Pamela Kincaid, who died soon after this, actually, reports on fighting for survival against the Fresno PD. Journalist and activist Mike Rhodes, who's also from Fresno, talks about legal successes against those bulldozing the homeless there. And in fact, this is really quite pertinent and relevant to us because lawsuits are winning, at least temporarily, injunctions stopping the sweeps of homeless encampments in Phoenix and in San Francisco, and one is now being applied for in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'll be reading a little bit about that, maybe if I can learn a little more, talking a little bit more about that on Sunday. Ranger Wallace, that's Santa Cruz, Chief Ranger Wallace, back in 2006, we look at his ticketing record, and activist Becky Johnson calls in reading Presiding Judge Heather Morse's November 14th, 2006 order setting a new civil process for failures to appear on infractions. This was probably around the time, and my memory is not entirely good on this, but it was around sometime in the first part of the millennium, the 2000s, that the courts stopped trying to arrest people on warrants who didn't appear in court, and because many a time these were warrants for minor infractions like falling asleep at night. It isn't even an infraction, of course. It's a criminal behavior by the police department, the conspiracy against poor people that is ongoing. And the main criminals, of course, are in positions of political power. So they get honors, offices, and usually advancement. But nonetheless, it became expensive for the court to keep putting out warrants, and sheriffs didn't like it much for, you know, something that the homeless person couldn't avoid doing or be doing the next time too, getting another ticket for it, then another failure to appear. So what they've done instead now is they have failures to pay, and they've actually eliminated the right to be faced with one's accusers in court, that if you don't show up, you don't get a failure to appear that drags you into court eventually or suspends the case until you appear in court. Rather, they assume you are guilty and bill you for a fine and send that ticket down to some other agency for collection. And this hasn't been challenged in the 16 years since this new process came into effect. I think that's the process that Becky Johnson is talking about, that presiding judge Heather, we called her Mockery Morse, I remember in the good old days, put into effect. $2,520 was the cost to get public records on sleeping tickets, according to the deputies. And I don't think we paid such a thing. I think what we did was we simply came up and videoed trying to get the tickets, the record of the tickets at the court. And when the sheriffs came to remove us, we videoed them, and they got so embarrassed they eventually stopped and gave us the records. But you'll get to hear at least some of that brouhaha around that. A Scotts Valley City Council, another final item on this flashback is their second and final reading of its homeless camping ban, which they were putting into effect at that time, or at least passing. And we went up there, some of us from the Human Rights Organization and the Huff Organization, and opposed it to no avail. But you get to hear the speeches we made and the commentary we gave. And finally, apparently I talked about Scotts Valley Police Chief at the time, John Weiss, who, as many police chiefs are, had a very kind of pleasant public appearance, very amiable fellow, but of course head of a machine that hurts people, particularly poor people, for simply doing what they have to do in terms of survival behavior, in this case, sleep. So that's it. That's what you'll be hearing. Enjoy it if you can. Get in touch if you have any questions or if you have anything to report in terms of good things or bad things around homeless civil rights or police behavior in the Santa Cruz community. In fact, I got a call while I was doing this, preparing this flashback, that a disabled guy in a wheelchair had been evicted into the rain from the, we used to call it the Homeless Lack of Services Center at 150 Coral Street. Now they call it Housing Matters, apparently not for this guy. And it was a little hard to catch what he had to say on the phone, but I'm hoping I can get more information about this behavior by the Coral Street Poverty Industrial Complex group that sucks up lion's share of the homeless funding in Santa Cruz. If you want to get in touch with me, give me a call at 831-423-4833. That's the Huff Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom line. And if you hear other numbers from 2006, don't be surprised if you dial them and don't get anywhere. But dial my number and you'll eventually reach me, or I'll get back to you. That's it.